across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
In keeping with our policy of never having less than two Neils in a studio at any one time, it's a pleasure to welcome Neil Thompson from Romsey Mill to the studio. Neil, good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Can you have too many Neils?
I don't think so. Certainly not on the Bridge the Gap committee. We've got three of us.
Absolutely.
It does make delegation a bit of a trick, doesn't it? Because I thought Neil was doing it.
That's right, yes. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Stuff goes around in circles. So, yes, you're in to talk mainly about Bridge the Gap. Of which Romsey Mill is one of the beneficiary charities. But you're very heavily involved on the organisation side as well, aren't you?
We are, as are many others. I mean, we've been involved for 4 years now as part of the Bridge the Gap event. And one of the things, I mean, it's a fantastic, unique event that brings together so many different parts of Cambridge, a real celebration of what's great about Cambridge. But I think the team that puts on the event is fantastic. You know, there's so many different elements of it and so many different contributors and ourselves, the Arthur Rank Hospice Charity. We've also got the Cambridge Building Society, who've not only been headline sponsors for 10 years, but play a key part in
they
the planning.
Do, don't they? Really
and the
do.
Rotary Club, and obviously yourself helping you know, as well. We've also got the co-op. So it really is a team event, and there's so many different elements to it. But you know, I think we have fun doing it as well.
I was going to say, I'm not a big one for committee meetings. I'm never a fan. I always think just stick an email around. But actually, we have monthly meetings about this, and I really enjoy them because the vibe is such a positive vibe. It's all about can do, not oh that's never.
Yeah, definitely.
Isn't
yeah,
it? And as you say, from very different walks of life, we all do very different things.
Yeah.
But basically in a room, stickers, you know, tea and biscuits and away you go. So talk us through this year's walk. It's another good one, isn't it?
It's fantastic. Yeah. So we start and end on Parker's Peace as we have done for the last few years. But I think what's really exciting about this walk is, you know, it picks up some of the historic elements of Cambridge. Inevitably, we're walking through some of the beautiful college grounds and gardens. There's also some of the modern aspects to Cambridge as well. And throughout the walk, and when people return back to Parker's Peace, there's sounds of some lovely music and different types of music. So we start at Parker's Peace, and then the colleges that we go to, we're going to Christ's College again. So through beautiful gateway into their lovely walk through the grounds, and come out into King Street. And then walk through some of the great shopping streets and independent shopping streets that there are in Cambridge, through Senate House Passage, over Garrett Hostel Lane Bridge, and across the backs, and then to the University Library, which is really exciting.
That's a real coup again, isn't it?
It is.
Thanks to them for letting us there again.
Yeah, we were there a few years ago when it was their 600th anniversary, and whilst the library does have various public exhibitions, the opportunity for members of the public like you and I to get in and see the reading room and see the catalogue areas is quite a rare privilege. So we're really, really excited about that. And we know from the feedback that there was a few years ago that the participants really enjoyed that aspect of the walk. So that's a real coup. Really excited about that. And then as the walkers make their way back into the centre of Cambridge, a lovely view of the backs. And then at Queen's Green, we've got Sing Choirs who are going to be performing, which is going to be exciting. And, you know they're superb. And
I've heard them last year. They were really very impressive.
It's going to be great. And I think that's at a nice part as you then come into Queen's College. So there's the mathematical bridge that walkers will go over.
Just run that again. You get to walk over the
mathematical bridge. The iconic mathematical
bridge. How cool is that?
Yeah.
It's worth it, if only for that and the library. Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, and there's more highlights to come as well.
Keep going.
So as you walk through Queens and you've got some of the buildings there from each century over the past sort of six centuries, you then come into Corpus Christi College and walk through there, and again, you know, just some beautiful grounds and gardens within Corpus Christi. And then we walk a little bit down Downing Street. And there is one of the little dinky doors for people to look out for as they're walking down there before we head to Pembroke College. So again, lovely grounds in there. One of, I think it is Europe's oldest bowling green. People will walk past.
And that is where there is, I think, one of the first Budliers. And I didn't realise that the Budlier is named after Mr. Buddle.
Okay.
And there is a plaque there saying, this is a Budlier.
Okay.
It was bought here by Mr. Buddle. And I thought, I never realised that.
Yep. No, I didn't.
And that's
that.
That's the beauty of, of walking around a Cambridge a college garden. It's going to be things like that, which just catch your eye.
Yeah. And as well, you know, so as we're coming through Pembroke, there's a Henry Moore statue. There's also going to be Jazz Wave, who performed. People who took part in the walk last year will be familiar. They performed last year. So again, opportunity to hear a different type of music again as you're going through and enjoying the scenery. And then the final college that we go to is Downing College. So again, that's you know,
beautiful,
huge grounds in there. Beautiful again. A really restful place I find walking through there.
Yeah.
And then just as you're leaving, before you return back to Parker's Peace, there's the opportunity to go into the Hyon Gallery, where there's currently an exhibition of Yoko Ono. So modern art with all the historic buildings and all the music. And then as you return to Parker's Peace, you'll probably hear the sounds of City of Cambridge Brass Band, or maybe the Blue Clovers, who are buskers from the Co-op, who could be there, or an opportunity to take part in dancing or observe the Cambridge Lindy Hoppers.
I saw the Lindy Hoppers last year. I'll watch if you don't mind. It looked all far too energetic, but there is actually some quite gentle ways of doing it I've got two left feet when it comes to that. But yes, Parker's Peace is very much a place to come back, and it's not all right, you're done, go home. There's loads going on there.
No, there's a real atmosphere there, and lots for people to do. So the walk that we talked about, it's about 4 miles, and people can go at their own pace. They can go with families, which is great. And then when you come back to Parker's Peace, if people need to be away for another commitment, they can. But actually, there's a great opportunity to stay. There's the Time for Cake tent that Arthur Ank Hospice Charity have. There's going to be the music that we've talked about. There are going to be children's arts and crafts, an opportunity for soft play. We've also got various food and drink vendors. And also, the Cambridge Building Society are going to have a Beat the Goalie competition as well.
Indeed.
So whilst we might not be taking part in the dancing, Neil, I think we could probably have a penalty shootout.
I'm very busy. I'm on the stage. I'm doing a lot. I've got a lot of talking to do. Oh, you don't want to. Two left feet as well. That comes up not only when I dance, but when I kick a ball as well. So, marvellous. Now, let's talk about taking part, because it is great if people could book, isn't it? I know a lot of people would say, oh, it's a nice day, let's do Bridge the Gap. Yeah. But in order to make sure we know who's going where and everything, it's useful if people could register.
Yeah, definitely. So each year there are over 2,000 people that take part in the Bridge the Gap walk. And we have normally about 1,500, 1,600 people that book in advance, which, as you say, is great. You know, it helps us in terms of being able to plan for the event. But people can go online. They can go to the Arthur Ank Hospice Charity website, where you can book your place online, which is arhc.org.uk, and search for Bridge the Gap, and you'll be able to book online there. If you book before the event for an adult place, it'll cost £18. People can pay on the day, and we recommend if so people bring cash, although there will be an opportunity to pay by card. But on the day, the cost is £20. So there's another incentive there.
It's worth doing it. 10% discount, you'll have that, won't you?
Yeah, definitely. And there's also an opportunity for people to actually book as part of a group. So if you've got 10 paying adults, again, through the Arthur Ank Hospice website, you can book as a group, and you get a discounted rate there as well. So lots of advantages for booking early.
And we've already talked, there's quite a lot, the Cambridge Building Society, the University Press and several others do exactly that, don't they? And great big teams of them come along.
We have several hundred people who take part as various teams,
WIs and people like that.
Yes, so. And this year we've got a group from I think Streatham WI who are using it as an opportunity to celebrate their centenary.
Fantastic.
And the nature of the walk, as I say, it's a nice leisurely walk through some of the real highlights, unique highlights of Cambridge. People can go at their own pace, and the thing is, you go along that you can chat, you can, you know, it's a lovely thing to do with friends. Even if you've lived in Cambridge for a while, and you think you know about Cambridge, you know, it's an opportunity to go with some friends and just explore. You will find things that you didn't know before.
Well, and there's the Society of Cambridge Tourist Guides on hand as well. So at various points, there's people, and they really have got the stories. I mean, crikey, these people must just spend their lives swatting up on different things. But they really do know all the ins and outs, don't they?
They do. And again, that's another unique aspect of the walk. It's an opportunity as you're processing through the route in various colleges. Yeah, there will be some of the tour guides who will be there, and as you say, the stories and the insight that they've got is fascinating, and it's great to have them on board and be part of helping to plan the event as well.
Indeed. And as you say, walking along, as you go past the entrance to Christ, it's like Narnia, isn't it? It's like the Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe. You don't realise just what is in the centre of Cambridge, and you go through these doors and suddenly all that noise and hustle and bustle just disappears. Yeah, how do they do that?
Yeah,
they've got special air or something in there. But it's amazing, isn't it? Yeah. It really is amazing what you're going to see. And we've had a good summer in that way for the point of view of gardens. because last year, I mean, they managed really well, because some of them got boreholes, so they can keep their gardens looking absolutely amazing. But one or two others didn't, and in fairness, they had to let the grass go a bit dry. This year's been a good year for the lawns and the gardens, it seems, hasn't it?
It's been great, and a few weeks ago, some of the members of the team did a practice walkthrough of the route just to check on the distances, mm-hmm. identify places where we might need route marshals, etc. And as we were doing that, one of my colleagues took photos, and as you say, the flowers and the greens and the gardens were beautiful. The colour was amazing.
It's going to be great. Now let's just quickly talk about children and dogs.
Yes,
because I know that there's rules about, and that is that children, by and large, children go free, don't they?
So children under 16, yes, most definitely. As I say, it's a nice family-friendly walk. For each paying adult, up to three children under 16 will go free.
That's okay, isn't it?
Which is fantastic. And we do see that. You know, we see families of several generations, you know, taking part in the walk. Yeah, and there's lots for them to do, lots for them to see. There's also within the program, there's a little activity page, and as I say, on the return to Parker's Peace, there are children's activities that they can participate in. Dogs, sadly, because of access into the colleges, unless it's a guide dog, dogs aren't permitted. Similarly with bikes and scooters.
Yeah.
But yes, other than that, we plan the route, we do, one of the things that we're doing is identifying sort of where there's level access routes for people who are in wheelchairs or with buggies and pushchairs that might need to not be able to negotiate steps, etc. So when we're planning the route, there's always a safe and accessible route for anyone to take part as well.
Perfect. Well, it is lovely. And of course, the whole thing is to raise money for two charities, the Arthur Rank Hospice Charity, we know their work, and of course, Romsey Mill. So just tell us, I've got one of your colleagues, I've got the lovely Jen McManus coming in tomorrow morning to talk very much more about the work of Romsey Mill. But just briefly, give us an idea, an outline of what Romsey Mill does for those who... I can't believe there's anybody listening who doesn't know what Romsey Mill does, but go on.
So I think Romsey Mill's... People's experience of Romsey Mill depends... You know, so they might have a certain understanding of an element of the work that we do. Romsey Mill's been in existence since 1980, set up in Cambridge, recognising that there was a need for young people and families that wasn't being met. And since that time, we've been building relationships, creating opportunities with children, young people and families, those who are experiencing difficulty in their lives, those who may be low in confidence, perhaps needing to learn new skills, build relationships and networks of support. And we do that across Cambridge and areas of South Cambridgeshire. We've got a lot of our work is youth development work, again, working in the community with some of the harder to reach young people, building relationships with them and helping them to grow and to thrive and make a positive contribution to their own community as well. We also work with teenage mums and young first-time fathers. We have two preschool settings, and we also do a lot of work and run autism-friendly groups for children and young people with autism spectrum conditions. So as I say, we've been doing that since 1980. I have a privilege of working with an amazing team. I love seeing the way that they go about their work and build relationships with those who they work. And we also have a fantastic team of volunteers. We have over 100 volunteers.
Wow.
That enable us to do the wide range of activities that we do.
I'll tell you, my favourite one is your shop on Facebook.
Oh, yes.
Your shop on Facebook. It's worth just finding the Romsey Mill Charity Shop on Facebook and just follow them, because your people put out the most amazing pictures.
Yep.
They really are quirky. It makes you want to go there, and it's amazing the stuff you've got on the shelves in that place.
It certainly is, yeah. So I actually called in at the charity shop on the way up, and Liz, who's the shop manager, and I were talking about a Facebook page. So, yeah, please do.
It's well worth it.
And I will feed back to her that endorsement.
We absolutely love it. It's a lesson in photography and how to do a decent picture with your iPhone.
Excellent.
It really is. So it's worth a trip in there just to see the stuff they've got.
Thank you for that, Neil.
Oh, absolutely. I love your Facebook page. Well worth a follow. So there we are. So now let's just very quickly add up the fact it's been going for 18 years means last year we topped the £500,000 mark.
Absolutely right. Yes,
so you're over £500,000 has been raised, which is at the moment going half each between the two charities. So I think last year's walk was around around the £35,000 mark. Isn't it?
Yeah.
So that's 17,500 quid each. So it is presumably a really necessary source of income for both of you.
It makes a huge difference, certainly for Arthur Rank Hospice Charity and also for Romsey Mill. You know, whether that's end of care life support at the hospice charity or ourselves working with a younger generation,
the other end of the scale,
creating opportunities to help them to thrive in life. And people who take part in Bridge the Gap Walk have a wonderful experience and actually have some sort of ownership of the event. They come back year after year and they love what
they all want the stickers.
Yeah.
They all want the stickers. Say they've done it. Yeah.
But every pound that is paid in booking your place goes to the two charities and makes a huge difference to the work that both the local charities do in around Cambridge.
Amazing, amazing. Of course, it couldn't be done without the help of the university, who are they really sort of silent partners in this. They sit quietly off to one side, just letting it happen and working and negotiating with our coordinator. Amazing, amazing response. Yeah. And the university, it couldn't be done without them. We owe them a huge debt of gratitude on that one, don't
we? Yeah, definitely. And as I said, we live in this city. There are some amazing things. There are great divides in terms of opportunity, but what we have through Bridge the Gap is that opportunity to go into and see some of these historic things. Yeah, and as we're looking through each of the colleges and looking at some of the notable alumni that there were who've attended these colleges, history has been made in Cambridge, and this walk gives an opportunity to the goodwill of the colleges to go in and get a glimpse of what that must
just
be.
Just the tiniest glimpse. Yeah. Just a peek through the keyhole. Me too, you and me both, he said on results day. Yes. So there you are, it's Sunday the 15th of September. That's bookings are open, it's arhc.org.uk/BTG, Bridge the Gap. That will take you straight to the booking page. Get your booking in, or if not, just rock up on the day. Don't think you can't do it. It's going to be a lovely day. It's always a lovely day. It's huge fun. Lovely to always, as always, to see you, Neil. Love to everybody at Romsey Mill. We'll see Jen tomorrow morning and find out more about the work of Romsey Mill. I'll let you get back and do your organising. This man, I've got to tell you, everybody, Romsey Mill are the masters of the A2 spreadsheet. My goodness me, they are masters of Excel. They have it all nailed. It's very well done. Neil Thompson, thanks very much indeed for coming in this morning, and we'll see you on the 15th.
Thank you, Neil. See you then.